Who are the true heroes of today? My friend, they are ordinary men and women called to do extraordinary things, flaws and all, to alter the course of the world. Who are they? They're old, really old, the ancient heroes of the Bible, and they continue to change the lives of others. Join me, Terry Squires, each week before you close your eyes at bedtime, as we journey together through time to listen and to follow the voice of God. This is the Ancient Heroes of the Bible Bedtime Podcast. We journey this evening to a woman whose name meant princess. Her name was Sarah, and she filled the role of a princess with her picturesque elegance. Kings were transfixed by her beauty. They wanted her. But Sarah, she was devoted to her husband, Abraham. She lived most of her life in civilized cosmopolitan centers, but she willingly left the comfort of it all behind when Abraham told her God had called them to live in the region of Canaan, many miles to the west. When Abraham asked her to deny that she was his wife to protect himself, she complied with his deceit, knowing it was wrong and ignoring the shame that she might experience because she considered his life was so precious. When God told Abraham and Sarah she would bear a child after 90 years of barrenness, they both laughed. Abraham for joy and Sarah in disbelief. But something amazing was about to happen. What was it about Sarah that God would choose her to be the first matriarch, the wife of Abraham, the mother of Isaac, and the Jewish nation? She made a lot of mistakes, and we're going to talk about those mistakes later. But here's the important message tonight before you close your eyes. She was the wife of Abraham, and God made a covenant, a promise with Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, a symbol of hope and faith to the Jewish people and all who believed. My friend, that includes you and me. Hebrews 11:11 tells us, by faith, Sarah herself received ability to conceive beyond proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. You see, Sarah knew her God was faithful in his promises, even when she made mistakes. My friend, do you trust and believe in God's promises? But do you feel that you've made too many mistakes like Sarah? Tonight, before you close your eyes, lay them down at the feet of Jesus and listen to his promise to you. Galatians 3:29 tells us, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heir according to the promise. What is that promise through faith in Christ? Everlasting life. You are an heir to the kingdom of God. So rest in his promise. Close your eyes. Good night, precious one. For more about the ancient heroes of the Bible, the trading cards, and the podcast, visit ancientheroesofthebible.com.